Hey, it's Jake from the casualties.
Okay, when and where did the casualties begin?
New York City, about 1990 in Lower East Side of Manhattan. Like I said, like I tell everybody, I didn't join until about 93.
Right.
And the only thing that I wasn't on was first single, but it kind of like came out when I joined the band because they had them in their apartment. And I was like, hey, why don't we, you know, we got this laying around, let's put it out, you know? So we made covers and it came out.
And now, like I said, you came aboard in 93. This band goes through a ton of personnel changes. Jorge being the only guy, the original member. Why so many personnel changes?
A lot of drug abuse, you know. Not the heavy drug abuse, like heroin and stuff. We lost the drummer, the first singer. Not the first singer, but the other singer. Got it, Colin, and Luis were into drugs, like, and then shooting dope and shit, so we weren't into that. Like, we'll party, but not like that, you know?
Right.
And, so those guys, you know, got bailed, and then our second drummer, Sean, him and George got a fight on the street one day, so that ended that whole thing. I mean, Sean got that jaw wired shut, so he really went. Suffice to say that he wasn't in the band anymore.
At home.
All right,
cool. That's
what I meant. I was trying to sound rough. You're like, can you have PlayStation
2? All right, so how's the tour going?
It's going good. Right now we're just doing, like, weekend shows, like, going to, like, places that, like, that there's a scene there, but nobody really knows about it. Like, I mean, you know, look at Wilkes-Barre, like, fucking packed out, you know. There's kids in the punk out here. You know, and it's, there's bands, you know, you guys have your own little, like, scene. And so it's like, I want to go to places like that. You know, in the biz, if you will, they're called, like, B and C ers because they're not majors in theater. That doesn't bother us, though. We're like, we're into that. I like playing in those towns because those kids have more heart than some of the kids in the big cities, you know? Right. So fuck it.
Yeah, that's why we keep coming on to Wilkes-Barre for these things. I mean, yeah. Way better than the Syracuse scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, do you guys tend to get larger turnouts in the U.S. or in Europe?
U.S. You know, Europe's cool, but it's you know, and they're into it over there, you know, it's definitely good shit happening over there, but it's hard for us to get over there a lot, you know, we go, but we got, you know, we had so many tours at one point in the U.S. that it was like, we were just hitting tour after tour, support tours, like supporting Bad Religion, supporting Dropkick Murphys, supporting Flogging Molly, like, you know, that's how you get big, you get in front of these other kids. These kids that haven't seen you, and you get on warp tour, you know, like, we use all these things to our advantage, because we're like, we want to get in front of those kids that haven't seen this kind of punk rock, or, like, are new to it, and, you know, and then they're going to be like, that's, like, I'm not into new metal, and I'm not into, like, the real wimpy shit that, you know, like, some of the bands are almost, so, like, they're like, but, like, you know, that middle of the road, you know, because there really isn't exploited in GBH anymore. There is, once every 10 years, like, but, you know, so, and that's kind of, like, the style we play. I mean, all the guys are into different shit, but, I mean, like, yeah, that's the hardcore punk, you know?
Right, you guys constantly get compared to GBH and Exploited. How do you feel about that?
I love it, because, I mean, they're cool to me. I mean, they were my heroes growing up, so.
Right.
And I still hold them with high regard, you know?
Alright, you guys are going to do a show on March 27th in New York City with the Dropkick Murphys. Tell me about that.
It's at Irving Plaza. We never played there before. It's Easter Sunday, but fuck Easter, you know, who cares? It's Irving Plaza. It's cool. We've never played there, so it'll be kind of like one of those things, you know, we're using a bigger band to play this place, and it's kind of cool, you know, it'll be a good experience. And Dropkicks draw a great crowd. They're excellent guys. We love those guys, so it's a pleasure to play with them, yeah.
Now, you guys are re-releasing On the Frontline in Spanish. What's the reason behind that?
Well, George is from Ecuador anyway, and he's native Spanish, so we were like, let's just, you know, it was George's idea, and we were like, let's just do, come out with an album in Spanish, you know, like the same album. He went over and did the vocals over again.
Right.
and there's going to be one song that we didn't use on there.
Yeah, bonus track.
Yeah, and but other than that, it's like the same album, just with the different the most of the lyrics are the same, slight changes. But yeah, it's all in Spanish, and we're going down. Another reason is that we're going down there to Mexico for 2 weeks. You know, we're doing, like, a lot of Spanish kids in Southern California, Texas, and Florida. And, you know, we're going to try and go tour South America, too. We're going to go to Puerto Rico for a weekend. So we're like, let's bring this album out to these kids. So maybe they'll be more passionate about it because it's in their native language, you know?
Right. We got a big kick out of thing because the Spanish word for punk rockers is Los Punk Rockers.
Yeah. That's what we call it. The album says Los Casualties. So that's kind of cool.
Who are some of your influences? I know we kind of talked about this a little bit, but go ahead.
You know, I like Blitz, Discharge. Those are like the classic ones, but I also really like obscure shit because I'm a record nerd, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a vinyl geek. I'm like the guy who still goes to record conventions and is like, oh, yeah. Shit that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
You know, and then like Rick likes like early 80s American hardcore, like the DC stuff, Boston stuff, like, you know, Freeze, Nephews, all that stuff. But we all like that shit. We all like it. Some of us are more passionate about other things. Like, I like a lot of European, like Scandinavian hardcore punk rock, like, what do you want to start? Appendix, Chaos, stuff like that. You know, but there's a lot of Japanese, like punk rock, you know. But you know what I'm finding? I'm finding that I'm starting to like some more of the new bands. Because it's what's going on now. I love the old shit, but I want to be up on the new shit. Because that's what's out now, you know. Why not support what's out now? Because the old bands, you know, aren't really cutting it these days, you know?
That was my next question. What do you think of the current state of punk rock?
I think it's good. I think it's healthy. I think there's a lot of shit out there. And you know what? Punk rock isn't just these old bands doing reunions.
Right.
Because there's little bands, like how we saw tonight. The STD band, you know? They're like a little band, but that's what's going on now. That's about that. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the Code from Pittsburgh, you know?
Yeah.
There's stuff like that going on. I mean, there's new bands now, you know, and like Chaotic Lines from Cleveland. There's, you know, that's what the point I'm trying to say. Like, there's bands that are around now that are better. It you know, just as good, if not better, than the old bands. And the bands that are getting back together are coming out in like sweatpants and Reeboks and shit. And it's like, you know, it's like they don't even give a fuck. The heart's not there. Once, you know, if you were together in 1982 and you put out 2 70s, and then you're just getting back together now, like, where were you for the whole fucking time at, you know?
Right.
Was it really a way of life feel? I don't know, you know?
Right.
You know, shit happens, I understand. I don't know everybody's life, but I'm just saying, like, how can, you know, some, you know, you have to question that.
Right.
Where is the heart, you know?
Like, what do you think when someone like Avril Lavigne comes out and says she's punk?
Well, we all know she's not. I mean, I'm not on a quest against her. I just hate big bands like Ashley Simpson and shit. You know, tell me, what's the difference between Ashley Simpson and Millie Vanilli? Not really fucking anything, you know? I mean, I just don't like these bands. They don't fucking write their own music. They don't, there's no work ethic. It's all like, oh, well, you know, they've been a band for a year and they're on all these TV shows and shit. You know how hard it is for bands that are real bands to get on there?
Yeah.
It's fucking almost impossible because fucking retards like that, you know? It's like almost like people don't, there's no real music anymore, you know? It's out there, but you know what I mean? It's like they're not getting the respect they should from major labels and things like that, you know? Instead, we got all these fake fucking bands that are created, like put together by, like, some of them labels says, oh, we can put all these guys together, make them have a hit because they own all the radio stations and, you know, get them on MTV just because of who they are and all those fucking stupid things. They don't even write the music or nothing. It's just a visual, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it gets me mad.
Now, punk rock and politics have always gone hand in hand. What's your opinion of the current Bush administration?
I mean, you know, I can safely say none of us are Republicans, you know? I mean, fucking, hey, no punk rockers. Now, look at us. Look at us, you know, look at our lifestyles. Like, of course, we're not going to agree with that. You know, I mean, you get a couple guys that try to go against the grain, and, you know, yeah, okay, you have your opinion, you know. That's punk rock. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But, I mean, as much as, you know, it's like, don't let the wool get pulled over your eyes. I mean, we're not jumping on any bandwagon. This is, like, fucking worst fucking president right now, in my eyes. That's my opinion. And, you know, I'm not even speaking for the whole band, but, I mean, we're not into it at all. I mean, fucking, our soldiers are dying over there for what, dude? We could, you know, in my opinion is that we can convert these cars to fucking using vegetable oil and things like that, and our guys don't have to go over there and die in some fucking shithole, you know?
I've always said it's about time for someone to re-release Jello Biafra's Die for Oil, sucker.
Yeah.
Because they need to redo that right now.
I agree. I totally agree.
Just re-release it for people to hear it.
I mean, you know, we stayed in our case. People know where we stand. And, you know, like, you know, the same thing we've done with, like, on the second album we put out there. We're an anti-racist band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's like, yeah, we'll say a couple things. I'm not going to do a whole fucking album dedicated to it.
Right.
Like, you know, a whole thing. You know, some of the old bands did stuff about Ronald Reagan. I mean, I respect it, like anti-black and stuff doing that. But we'll do one or two songs about it, let you know how I feel. I mean, we're anti-war, anti-Bush, all that. You know, because they don't want people like us around. You know what I mean? We don't fit their mold. Yeah.
Now, you guys did the Warped Tour last year. I wonder if you guys are going to be on this year's tour again.
We do every other year. So, like, this year coming up, we probably won't be doing it.
Yeah.
But then we'll be doing the next one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, because, like, we're one of those bands that we do the whole... When we do it, we do the whole thing. And so I can sort of safely say that we'll be invited back to do the next one next year, the whole thing now.
I'm going to ask you for one of your favorite road stories.
One that comes to mind really quick is we were driving down when we had the van and no trailer and stuff. We were driving down the road and there was like smoke coming from the back. And we were like, what? Yeah, George is sitting back there and he's like, yeah, I think something's on fire. And we're like, no, yours thinks. Because he's real suspicious. He's superstitious. And we thought, oh, you're always thinking weird shit's going on when it's not. And then all of a sudden the morgue coming and we're like, oh shit, there really is. And we pulled over and we opened the back and there was all these flames. And what happened was the snare drum with the metal underneath, there was a battery, a car battery on the floor, and the snare drum fell on top of it. Must have made a complete circuit. And the whole thing was fucking burning. So the back of my van is all like charred up and shit. We had to get rid of a couple drums. So we were on the side of the road rolling like burnt drums and throwing batteries down the hill and shit.
If you could set up the Ultimate Dream Tour with any bands living or dead on it, along with the Cassidys, who would you like to go on tour with, your Ultimate Dream Tour?
Oh, man. It'd be like the Clash. God, it's one of those questions. Like the Clash, Exploited, you know. But the lineups that I like, yeah, that's what comes to mind. The Blitz, the original lineup, not what that dude did the other day. It's just one guy. You know, the bands get back together. It's like one or two guys.
Yeah.
It'd be like that, you know. The Clash would be fun.
Now, this one's kind of weird. I'm putting together a collection of stories about the Ramones. You guys,
Ramones, that would be
the song Made in New York City. It's a huge tip of the hat to them. Did you ever, like, meet them? Do you have any cool stories about the Ramones you'd share with us?
Yeah, definitely. We met Joey a couple times. You would always see him around at, like, little shows at the Continental. He would always go there, check out shows and stuff. And you would just see him hanging out sometimes, you know? And he's real approachable. You could go say what's up to him. I mean, he won't remember you in, like, another hour, but
right.
But he was cool, though, you know? Like, he always had time for people. So then the other thing I thought was cool is Dee Dee was totally into the Casualties. He put out a fanzine at one time, and he came to one of our practices to do the interview. And he came with two chicks, bombed out of their mind. They were all fucked up. It was great as late. But he was totally cool. Like, and he's doing this interview, and he's, like, writing it down, and he could barely write. But it was cool. There's a fanzine out there, Dee Dee Ramone made, and one of the issues, I think he did like two or three issues, and one of the issues has us in it. And that was just great to have. Like, at the time, we were just like, oh, cool, Dee Dee, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, whoa, that was Dee Dee, you know?
Yeah.
And it came in two girls, a clipboard and like they're all fucked as grays. And I was like a lot younger and I was like, cool. It was cool then, but now it's really cool.
Yeah.
Right. Because I mean, you know, when everybody passes, they go to that legend status.
Yeah.
And especially those guys, they were all crazy, you know.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the people I talked to, like, all knew the Ramones and hung out with them, and they stopped and started to throw in these stories, and I was thinking about the other day, and I was like, holy crap, I have enough stories to fill a book.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's kind of
and you should make one.
And it's just all different guys, different bands, little interesting stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Before you forget them, you know, you should get them down.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's see. What does the future hold for the Casitas?
Right now, okay, we'll just... As far as touring, we got, like, 2 weekend stuff now, but we have 2 weeks in Mexico, a week in Japan, a week in Canada. I think we're going to Europe with Anti-Flag in the fall. And I think in the late summer, we might possibly be doing a festival tour that lasts about 3 weeks with, like, Hatebreed. That's just to get in front of some new kids. That's, like, another demographic that we'd like to get. Because those kids are into hard, aggressive music.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I can think of, well, we're writing a new record right now, but that won't be out till like, next year, I think. But I think 2006 that'll come out.
Okay. And before we wrap up, any final words?
No, that's it, man. Check out our site, casualties.net, and, you know, we'll see you at some shows or something. That's about all I can think of.
Cool, thanks, sir.
All right, man. I'll-